really possible for him to still become the next president of Senegal because he did a good job in Senegal. And everybody was thinking that he will fraud or, you know, take by force, you know, the power. But in the end, everybody knows that, you know, Ablaye Wade is a real Democrat. And he managed to show over the world that the Senegalese people are very, you know, mature in the democratic system. And right now, I think that there was about 14 candidates. You see, there are a lot of split about the electoral vote in Senegal. But in the end, everybody knows that Ablaye Wade is the winner because his own party, the Liberal Party, where Mr. Macky Sall, his second, is coming, you know, is coming from his own ideology, his own party. Now, all the opposition, like, you know, the socialists, the communism, and other guys, they are eliminated. And right now, I think that the prospect is only the President Wade to come back, show Senegalese that he has a lot of big projects to achieve, and it's possible because now the way that the Senegalese people will see the thing is just because Macky Sall was his student, and he was the one who was appointing to become the prime minister, and all the type of job that Macky Sall accomplished when he was in the government is through, you know, the Ablaye Wade decision and orientation. Macky Sall was his student, and now we want to give the country to his student. We have to give it to the person of experience who brings Senegal from 2000 to now in the level of the emerging country.
Some people are completely writing President Wade off, saying that with such an opposition, there is no way he can win re-election. What are your views about that?
Yeah, because the last, information that we get from Senegal is even those leaders who was in the opposition and tried to beat Ablaye Wade, I think a lot of their own members and some of their leaders inside their own party, they don't agree to go to Ablaye Wade and give them all the voices because there are some people they don't like to go through, you know, Macky Sall because they will be the end of their political career. And now coming to Ablaye Wade will help them to have a chance in the future. That's why I'm saying we have to be careful about all those declarations because it's not because you are a leader of a party. You say, okay, I want everybody to follow me and support Macky Sall, that all the people who vote will support you about your decision. You remember in 2000 when Mr. Djiboka was one who was coming back to support, you know, Mr. Abdou Diouf, his party split in three different levels and the other people never follow him through that, and they come to vote for Ablaye Wade. The same things will happen. It's not because, you know, there are some parties, they don't have a lot of people around them, and the Senegalese people will decide because there are some type of way that Ablaye Wade is a big politician. He knows how to negotiate, and he can make change from now to the election.
So I'm sure. So you are therefore predicting that President Wade will be able to convince or strike a deal with some opposition members to support him in order for him to be re-elected? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. Because look at the PS party, Socialist Party. If they want to die forever in Senegal, they have to support Macky Sall because they don't have any way to come back. But if they support Ablaye Wade, they can have a position in the next government and, you know, can keep working for their own party. Idriss Seck also the same thing. Macky Sall will kill him forever for the rest of his career. But coming to Ablaye Wade will help him to be another way of a fresh starting for looking the future. And those things happen to different, you know, parties in Senegal because Macky Sall, he's coming from the Liberal Party and create his own party. And the people was very mad against, you know, the Benno, the other coalition, because the way that they were handling the election and the campaign was not good. And now they was mad, just vote for Macky Sall, who was trying to have a better strategy. But right now that everything is clear in the mind of Senegal is a choice to make between Ablaye Wade and Macky Sall. And the people will decide. The politician also will see where their interests are in order to can make a choice. Don't politic is not about, you know, friends or because he was together. It's about interest. Each group will look at who will protect and help them in the future to in the political and other stuff. That's why I'm saying Ablaye Wade can win this election big time, and Senegal will be bigger because he accepts this process. He is very clear, very transparent, and there anything that, you know, somebody can say about fraud or anything else. That's things that I like from Ablaye, and his conference helped Senegalese to believe on him again, because they was expecting him or to use force or to stay by force. He never do that. He's a Democrat. And that's why I'm feeling that Ablaye Wade can change things overnight and give some type of way of dealing with as a group of such people in Senegal, the civil society, the religion leaders, and all these people can come out and just say, okay, it's time to let this man finish what he's doing. And those like Idrissa Seck, Ousmane Tanordje, and other opposition leaders, is through Ablaye Wade they have a chance to continue their political career, not behind Macky Sall.
So you are invariably saying that President Wade will be re-elected in the second round?
Exactly, exactly. Macky Sall will become the opposition leader. He will be stronger, and that's good for him because he never expect to get this position. He is very lucky, and he just, you know, 3 years after he created his party, he is now the second person in the political arena. And what we liberal in what we like is to see that Ablaye Wade is the first time he bring liberalism in Africa, West Africa, and now is a winning, you know, political system.